what's good, everybody, what it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what we got to say, join in the debate. Long time since my guys been here, you know. They've been getting everything together. Shout out to Face and his boys. You know, they did their thing. They was able to go win the conference in their tournament. Down below me, y'all familiar with his face. I mean, his face, yeah, and in his face. was good. And then, you know, next to me, I'm pretty sure he got the Carolina blue on. Yeah, as always, repping the Tar Heels. I see
that's
him.
Awesome,
it is. I already know. Shout out to Roy
Williams. You see that face? You see that's that awful. Face?
That's awful.
Y'all know who that is. That's B-Monk right there. What's good, fellas? How y'all doing? What's up?
Cooling, man.
Living, man.
Cooling. I appreciate all the support, man. I just want to tell y'all publicly, you know what I'm saying? You know, we had a nice long season. We were fortunate to be a pretty solid team, finished topping as the top 24 team in the country. So, you know, that was cool. But we back to the drawing board. But I just want to tell y'all I appreciate the support, man, and love. I know y'all probably know how mad I am because we was up like 16 in the second half and we lost the game.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. It's good. You know, it is what it is. So We'll be back.
We all hooped before. We all been there before. We done came back. We done blew leads. It's tough, but at least I got the chance to win, man. That's what's up for you and your career, your coaching career, man. That's big time. And Brandon, too. Brandon coming on. We got to talk about you now, again. Coming along now in the high school coaching.
Yeah, man. Helped the JV squad win a little conference championship. I'm anticipating being on varsity this year, helping them out, and some potential big news in a few months. But
good.
Potentially. We'll see.
Good.
Manifest all the good news and manifest all the success that's coming our way. And that's what's going to happen. Let's see if we can somehow manifest our thing to these all NBA teams right now. So, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Appreciate everybody that's in right now. Make sure y'all share the video. Y'all know the motto. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Tell a friend. We're starting off today with our own all NBA team this year. You know, the NBA is going to be coming out with their probably next week or 2 weeks soon or whatever they going to do their thing. And now we're going to jump into it. And the first person I'd like to start off with is Brandon. Who is your all-NBA team? Who's on your all-NBA team this season?
All right. So I told y'all was going to laugh at this, right? I told y'all was going to laugh at this. But my first team, listen, hear me out. And y'all can say I'm manipulating the positions all you want. That's fine. I'm going off of what NBA.com has, okay?
Okay.
NBA.com, okay. My two guards. Steph Curry, Damian Lillard.
Shocker.
Shocker.
Dame Lillard.
Yeah. My forwards, who on NBA.com is listed as a forward guard.
Luka.
And Giannis. And my center is obviously the Joker. The Joker is probably going to be the MVP this year. He got to be first team. Am I giving you the second team and the third team, or am I just giving you the first
team? Yeah, second. We're doing all things. The floor is yours. That's your first team. We're doing your second team.
Second team, I got North Carolina's very own Chris Paul as my guard. My other guard, I'm probably going to piss somebody off, but I don't give a damn, Russell Westbrook, my other guard. And I'll go into details on that. My forwards, Kevin Durant, LeBron James. They've obviously missed times. We all know that they playing their first team, but they did miss a good chunk of their team season, so I had to knock them down. Embiid would be my second team center. And then for my third team I had, I'll start with Rudy Gobert is going to be the center. I already know that's going to happen. My forwards, I'm going with Jimmy Butler and Kawhi Leonard. And my guards, I'm going with Donovan Mitchell and James Harden. It sucked for me because I know the incentives for Jason Tatum making All-NBA team. But if we're going to call it, you know, I think they're going to look at winning. And Jason Tatum and the Celtics underachieved this year drastically, even when they had their full squad. So I think Jason Tatum is somebody that gets left off. I know I missed some other guys. Bradley Beal, if you know me, I really do love Bradley Beal. But I think that just goes to it's a testament to how deep the NBA talent pool is right now. Well, you can average 30 and still not be all NBA because guys are just doing such amazing things. And only two guards, total of six guards. Has he been a top six guard this year? I think it's debatable, but I left him out because I think the other two had slightly better cases for it. I mean, the other six had slightly better cases for it, but that's where I'm at with it.
Okay. All right. I like to go second. So I didn't put My first team, I'm going to say Steph, of course. That's not a shock to anyone. Second person I got to put in there is Russell Westbrook, just because of what he did this past season. You know, he made history. Keon, what's up, man? How you doing?
Keon. Let's go, Keon.
Keon, drop your all NBA team in here, dog. We got to see what you feeling like.
Yeah. You've been rocking
all three teams.
That's a fact, Keon. The second person I got on there is Russell Westbrook. You know, he broke the record for the most all triple doubles of all time. I was like, that is amazing. That's crazy. And it's still in counting. So that's why I got him in there. Third person I have is Giannis. You know, he's played the whole season. And then I feel like they have no choice but to put both of these guys there, Joker and Embiid. Yeah, Joker and Embiid. Like, I just don't see them putting one of those guys as a second team because really, it's, you know, I mean, I got Joker MVP. You just say you have Joker MVP. But, like, it's tit for tat. So, like, I feel like they're going to go for both of those guys there. Now, for my second team, I have Dame. Got to put Dame in there. Then I have Luka. And this is where it kind of gets tricky, you know. I want to put KD there, but I feel like Kevin Durant missed a lot this year. So I'm going to say they put Tatum there. Yes, the Celtics did underachieve, like you said, but his individual performance, you know, averaging, 27, 28 this year. I mean, he did everything he can for the Celtics. Then I got LeBron. I feel like LeBron played enough games. Then I got Rudy Gobert as my second team. And then my third team, this is where I think people are going to hate me for this or disagree, but I got Kyrie there. Wanted to put Kyrie in my second team, but Luka and Dame were just doing too great this year. And I got Trae Young. Then I have Kawhi. Then I have Zion. Then I have Vucevic. For the center.
I don't hate the Zion thing, man. I really don't. It's hard to argue Zion. It's hard. But I am surprised nobody said Julius Randle so far. Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna take Tatum out and put Julius Randle in it.
You know what,
I am surprised nobody has said Julius Randle. And you know it's crazy.
I'm gonna take Jimmy off.
So you're gonna have Julius. Julius gotta be Jimmy was your third team, right?
Yeah.
So wait, that means Julius gotta be second team. I'm glad. I apologize, Julius Randle. I'm taking this thing tomorrow. I'm so sorry.
Tell me what forward you take him off of my team. My first and second. What forward he coming above?
KD.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
With all due respect to Randle, no, sir, brother. I'm not too sure. I get it, though. I get it.
What's good? What's good, Troy? What it is?
Troy Nell Reese, baby.
That's my boy there. Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, though, Face. That slipped my mind when I was doing this whole list about Julius Randle. That's kind of disrespectful for my end. Yeah, I'm taking Tatum out, and then I'm putting Julius Randle as my second team. So my second team would be Dame, Luka, Julius Randle, LeBron, and Rudy. And then my third team would be Kyrie, Trae Young. I'm taking Kawhi out, and I'm putting Jason Tatum, and then Zion and Vucevic. That's my final. What's up with you, Faith?
So mine is similar. you know, I got a couple not controversial, but ones I can see people raising their eyes at. I kind of did what Brandon did. I got Luka as the three just because the other two guards, I wasn't not going to not put them on first team. And that's Steph and my dog, CP3. Like, I wasn't just not going to put them on first team. Then I got Giannis and Joker for my first team. So you got Steph, Luka, Giannis, Joker, and CP3. My second CP3 team, first team? Yeah, absolutely. Without question. The way he's done is just bananas. Like, I know Phoenix is they've made some upgrades in the offseason, but still, like, nobody thought they were going to be in first place damn near. You know what I mean? Like, nobody thought that, especially in the West, since the West is so heavily touted and supposed to be so respected. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing that as a 6-foot guard. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, it's pretty incredible. Second team is probably going to shock quite a few people. I got the Wizards backcourt as my second team. Like, I just don't know how you can. I mean, Bradley Beal was like an MVP candidate halfway through the season until they got Russ. And then when they got Russ, Russ started murdering. But Bradley Beal didn't really drop off his production. So I didn't quite understand how Brad Beal went from being like, oh, he needs to be traded. You know what I mean? Get him out of Washington, free Brad Beal, to like nothing. So I couldn't do that. And then I've got LeBron, Durant, and Embiid. I had that exact same thing. And then my third team, this one was tough because I had a three. I could only pick two dudes, and I had three dudes in mind. So I wanted Dame, Harden, and Kyrie. And it's hard for me to pick between those three dudes because it's like, you know, I don't even know if Dame should even be even mentioned 13, but it was hard for me to put Dame over Beal, even though he went through the same thing. Russ was going to be on my second team regardless because he's out here getting ignorant. You know, anytime you can average 15 and 15 without the points, I ain't got nothing to say. Like, I'm just like, you know what, brother, do what you got to do. The cheese right there. And then my phone closed. And then I had I actually didn't have Kawhi on any of my all NBA teams. It was Jimmy instead of Kawhi, but it was Jimmy, Julius Randle, and Gobert. And I only say that because Jimmy just kind of.
Oh. We hear you.
Okay, you hear me? Jimmy just kind of when they were awful for that stretch in like 10, he plugged them back in and they just made this crazy run to get back in it. But then I contemplated with Paul George a little too, even though I don't like Pandemic P. But he's been playing well, but I don't trust him. So that's not gonna happen. And then, you know, Randall and Gobert. And I wanted to put Bam instead of Gobert, but I rock with Gobert. Yeah, we gotta be realistic. What's gonna happen?
That's your final phase?
Say that again.
I said that's your final.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So the third team should be gosh.
He lagged out. His internet lagged out. Oh no, he's back. He's right here. No, he's good. He's good. You said the third team should be.
I'm gonna go with Dame. Jeez, man. I don't know Harden or Kyrie. I just don't know. I'm going with Kyrie because he thugged it out a little more. Jimmy, Julius Randle, and Gobert.
Okay. The only thing about y'all list where I say that I disagree on is maybe just Jimmy Butler. That's it. Everybody else that y'all named, I can't like disagree on anything. Even when you put Bradley Beal on there, I was thinking about that two-face. Like, damn, like he just averaged 30 points, and exactly. I forgot about the free Brad Beal.
Exactly. So
Brandon, you were the main guy saying that in the beginning of the year. Free Brad Beal, free Brad Beal. So I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at that. The only person I disagree with in the NBA team for you guys is Jimmy Butler. Just because, you know, he was dealing with COVID a little bit and his stats are really, you know, his stats not better than Jason Tatum, or Kawhi or Paul George, because you know PG was snapping too, like when Kawhi was out.
That's what I'm saying. Paul George was killing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really. But anything else, I see how I go. I mean, I rock with y'all. Y'all predictions on y'all NBA team. That's the only thing I disagree with. Let's talk. We talking about it now on camera. I put Trae Young in my third team, so let's talk about it. What's up? What is good?
I just can't say. Brandon made a really good point about that. If the six guards on the All NBA team were technically the six best guards in the league for that year, right? I just don't know if Trae Young fits that mold. I just don't know if he can. I feel like I can name 20 people better than Trae Young, like guards at least. Like just guards, not point guards or shooting. You know what I'm saying? If I'm doing straight point guards, Trae Young's probably 6'7", like in that range. Like he's and the dudes in front of him are elite dudes now. Like
he's
it ain't
not,
like
he's not top six point guard in the league.
You say he's not?
I mean, but his stats this year show that he is though.
You sure he's not top six? You sure you're not top six?
That says Russ is the best player in the league.
You saw I had Russ on my first team. So
I'm just saying though, stats don't mean the whole thing. Trae Young getting busy. Don't get me twisted.
Well, Trae Young is in the fourth seed in the East. First of all, none of us picked the Hawks to be that high. We had the Hawks damn near seventh or eighth. You know, mm-hmm. He's the leader in their team. He averaged 27-9. Damn near double-double. That's elite. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just skip all the crap, all right? Because we know what this conversation is coming down to. Trae Young and Chris Paul. That's what we had in our production meeting. Let's talk about that. Faces, you still with his brother? Okay. Yeah, I see him moving a little bit.
Yeah, Faces moving a little bit.
Yeah, but I think this is what this really boils down to. Because we know he's not better than Steph or Luka. If you're counting Luka, you know, Luka's a little not better than Russ.
Yep.
Not better than Kyrie. He's not better than Dame.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this ultimately comes down to what we talked about, CP3 and Trae Young.
Hold on, before we get into a face, you can hear us? You good? He'll come back in and we'll recap him up, though. He's dealing
he
with
was passionate know. About that.
Yeah, he gonna come back in here. But, yeah, man, I mean, I understand everything that Chris Paul done this season. I really do. Everything. Oh, here go Face. So now he about to get it. Face, what's up? You good?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. We're talking about the CP3 and the Trae Young right now.
Brandon, you said y'all didn't think Trae Young was like 6 or 7?
I don't think he's top. I know he's not top six, in my opinion.
I mean, you got Steph, Dame, Kyrie.
If we're counting Luka, Luka is a cheat because he can be a point guard, or he can be a small forward.
Yeah.
Steph, Dame, Kyrie. Go ahead, Faith, name your other people.
Russ.
Off of this season, Russ.
Yeah. I mean, I got Russ, no order, like Russ, Steph, Kyrie, CP3.
Dame. And then Luka.
Luka and Trae. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I said 6 or 7.
Yeah. I think he's about 7.
So
just off, I mean, I'm just saying though, like just off this season, before you lagged out Face, because I was about to get into it. The man is the best player on the Hawks. Like he's the leader. Of course, he has great other teammates. And shout out to John Collins. Do have to say it on here because you are now in here, Face. You weren't here the past 2 weeks. And Brandon, you always say he betted on himself. They got that new coach, Nick McMillan, and they need to pay that man. I just want to say that. We on camera. I've been saving that just until we all was there. He bet on himself. He was dogging. He started to hit some damn threes in the corner too, which I liked about that. A couple 20-point games. They need to pay that man definitely. He deserves all his money that needs to come to him.
He's the second best player on the team. They got to give him his money.
I ain't mad at that. Clint doing his thing too, but I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that. But back to what I was talking about for Trae Young. Trae Young's averaging, 25, 26, and 9? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's scoring the ball. He's almost averaging a double-double. And they're fourth in the East? I mean, come on, man. Like, come on, man. He got to be somewhere on his first team. That's why I put him on the third team. You know what I'm saying? Because Luka is a cheat. I put him on the third team. But I understand what you were saying, Faith, about CP3 being the first team because he was in the MVP conversation. But I don't know, man. Trae Young got to be all NBA team this year, man. That is, it's just crazy if he's not. Because he's winning, too.
I just think the pool is so deep, man. I just feel like good players are going to get left off regardless. Like, so I just think, you know, when it's so even, let's just get the best players in there. And I think Trae Young's having a hell of a season. But I just named six guards, point guards, that I think are better. That's not even including James. What is he like?
All that kind of stuff. Yeah.
The only reason why I didn't put I feel like they're gonna put James in there, but the only reason why I feel like James shouldn't, because you know he missed a lot of games. Like Trae was playing. Yeah. I don't know. If we like how you said, Faith, if we're gonna base it off injuries, you know what I'm saying? The guys that were there, I mean, they should deserve it, but we know how the poll go. We know how that goes.
No, I don't. I mean, my thing is, I'm not saying Trae's not deserving. I just think it's hard to say he's better than the dudes that are on there. That's literally all it is. Like Brandon said, she's gonna be hard. Well, it's just elite dudes. It's elite dudes out there, man. Like, and he's coming to his own, but like, I don't think he's elite yet. Like, he's not elite. Like, you know, I mean, but he's definitely a top. You know, 10, 8, however you want to say it, in his position. And he's probably a top, you know, 8 to 10 passer in the league, passing the ball really well. And he's probably a top 10 shooter. You know what I mean? So, I mean, he's got, I mean, you know, his time is coming. He's just got to wait a little bit.
I think he's about 20 to 22 guys who you can make a case deserve to be in that top 15. So I just think you're gonna miss out on, like, somebody's going to have to get.
Yeah, like Donovan Mitchell. Like Donovan Mitchell, you know.
I got Donovan Mitchell in mind.
Well, no, he ain't in mind. He wasn't even a thought in mind, though. That's what's sad. Like, I didn't even think twice about him.
I feel like they might put him in there, too.
I think they might put him in there.
Because you notice we just said the whole – we just named all of that, and Utah was nowhere – and you know who else wasn't on there was AD. I think AD's going to get on there somewhere, too. I don't think he should.
That's crazy. He said if Luka, Jalen said if Luka elite, Trae elite.
No. No.
How was it so easy for you to say no? Last year, the man was averaging 29 and 10, his second year in the NBA. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That ain't elite for your second year in the NBA? That's crazy. Are we serious?
Listen. I think if we're gonna look at numbers, sure.
Crazy.
I think if we're gonna look at numbers, sure. But let's all keep it a band. If our life depended on it, and we needed one player to lead our franchise, you picking Trae Young over Luka?
I'm not.
No, he's not.
Hell no.
He's not saying that. He's just saying if Luka is elite off of what Luka's doing. Then Trae should be elite because what Trey's doing.
So I got a question. Is Trae Young a top 10 player in the NBA?
No.
Is Luka?
Yes. Yeah. He sneaks in there. It depends who you are. You know what I mean? Like, because you
can be top 11.
It also depends on your list, because if you're going to add all the centers and AD exactly. in there too.
It depends who you are. That's what I'm saying. Like, because you can name a list without Luka on it and people wouldn't really be able to bat an eye. Like, they can be like, oh, what about Luka? You'd be like, bro, I just named 10 dudes. So it's just tough. What'd he say? Trae Young is
blocked off. I would pay money to see Trae.
For sure.
All I'm saying is this. We all can't deny this. We just can't deny this. Second year in the NBA.
Yeah.
This is like last year, he averaged 29 and 10.
People who do that.
You know, it's like KD, Michael Jordan, like we're talking about second year in the NBA, like LeBron. Those are those type of guys. So to say it's so easy that he's not elite, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Make a valid point. Make a valid point.
It's crazy. But we'll see how the list go off. Like you said, Brandon, you made a key statement. You said there's 15 guys in the NBA. There are going to be a lot of great people who don't make the list.
Especially.
I'm surprised you guys didn't say Bam. I put Vucevic in there for my center. I'm surprised.
I had Bam over Gobert. It was just hard for me to not. I'm being realistic too. Like, they're going to put Gobert on there. You know what I'm saying?
Can I say something?
What's up?
And I just want to, you know, because we got some very, you know, some great basketball minds here. Can we keep it a Bam? And Bam's a better defender than Rudy Gobert, right? Or yeah. Am I tripping? Okay. Because I see all these. Huh?
I think Gobert just gets a lot of love because of they're trying to find a way to keep big guys relevant. And I think that's the only way you can keep them relevant outside of Joker and Embiid. Because those are the only two to get talked about. There's no other big guy that gets talked about. Like you said, even that, Robert,
man, yeah, shit. You got Valanciunas. You got Clint.
But I'm saying we know those names, but the common NBA dude ain't thinking about them dudes. Like, how long ago I was talking about Vucevic making an all-star team? Like I said, I'm telling you now, like, he gonna get out there and do what he got to do. So that's what I'm just saying. It's tricky, man. It's tricky because you got, like I said, you dealing with the non-common NBA fan. Who, you know, can't see past numbers, can't see past what the media is putting out there. Like, so that's why I had Gobert on there. They're not going to put Bam up there. Bam is going to struggle to get a lot of awards because he's such a tweener type dude that, like, he's going to struggle for a while to get awards, like to get recognized.
At least he was an all-star last year, though. Can't take that away from him.
Yeah, he was an all-star this past year. Was that this past year?
Not last year. It wasn't this season. It was last season. He wasn't an all-star this year. You know, they had Sabonis, Vucevic.
Yeah.
He wasn't an all-star this year.
Sabonis going to creep around. Hey, you play with Sabonis, too. I wouldn't be surprised if his name popped up on there. Like,
that's true.
That, I mean.
That's true.
I think they moved, man.
Jalen said, I'm not saying he's better than Luka. Trey is a closer, one of the top scorers in the league 2 years in a row, and he's leading his team to the playoffs. If that's not elite, I don't know what it is. I'm only saying that because, you know, he didn't say what he said first after. Keon said, if he was on the Knicks or a larger market team, the narrative would be different. He said, Brandon, that was a funny joke, bro. Seriously, what's the question, Brant? What's the question, Bam, is awesome.
Wait, so you think Rudy Gobert is a better defender than Bam, Keon? Or are you agreeing with me?
We'll move on to the next thing, but we'll see what Keon got to say to your question on that. But while we're talking about awards, actually, yeah, while we're talking about awards, let's do a quick slide on who's our MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved, Sixth Man of the Year, Coach of the Year. Oh, he said he's agreeing. Faith, I'd like to start off with you. Who is your MVP? Who is your Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved, Sixth Man, and Coach of the Year?
MVP is Steph. And I know we can go back and say, I know for a fact I said when we talked about who I thought was going to win MVP and or at least win the scoring title, I definitely said Steph. Like I was like he should be averaging 40. That's what I thought it was going to be. Like average 40, especially when we found out Clay wasn't coming back. Coach of the Year should be Monty Williams. I mean, you can make an argument for, but I'm going to say a black coach, so I'm just going to get that out there now. You can argue for what's my man in Atlanta that got fired in the
middle of the year? Nate.
Yeah, Nate.
Nate McMillan, Raleigh native. Shout out to him.
Nate McMillan, yep. Word to in low. And then, actually, I'll take that back. I'm going to throw a dude. You can throw Tibbs in there now. Tibbs done some good stuff, like been able to get them going.
That's probably my top three.
Nash is going to get some love. He shouldn't, but he will.
Good clip.
I'm trying to think, who am I missing for, what is it you say, Sixth Man of the Year?
Most improved,
Julius Randle. Six man Jordan Clarkson.
That's a lock.
Defensive player of the year.
That's where it gets tough.
I mean, really? I like Ben Simmons because he's so versatile. I love versatile defenders, man. If you can. You can guard 1 through 5, bro. It's between him and Bam. So outside of that, I don't see nobody else even really. I mean, you can argue, I guess, the Dylan Brooks kid from Memphis was solid this year. Like, he was doing well on people, but, you know.
By the way, he did a good job. I mean, he did as good as a job you could do on Steph. And the whole game changed when he came out. I think the entire Memphis Grizzlies knew that they were going to lose that game once he got fouled. But he still was going to get fried. But I'm just saying, I like him.
And we could get a rematch.
Yeah, I think we are going to get a rematch.
I think the Warriors and the Lakers are going to make playoffs. 7-8.
Yeah, we
we'll talk about that later. Yeah, we talk about that later. My fault. Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay, and then you said that. So I'll go now. I'll just say my quick, and Brandon, I'll let you go after. MVP is Joker. Had him in the preseason. Right before the season started. I think I made a post on my podcast. It was like February 1st. I had Joker. Defense player of the year, I had Miles Turner. I do still feel like he should win it, but since he got injured, I feel like that hurt his case. And it's out of Bam and Ben Simmons. I agree. I don't know. It's out of them. You know, if Miles was still playing, I would stick with that. But since he got hurt, I don't think they're going to give him the award. It's out of Bam and Ben Simmons. Both of them have made cases this year. Bam, that game against the Nets, we hit the game winner when he was guarding Kyrie. That put everyone on notice. And then Ben Simmons has been doing his thing all year. Most improved, I wanted Christian Woods to win. And remember, I don't know if you guys remember when we was on here, I feel like they going to have Julius Randle to win. This was a long time ago. Like way before the Knicks.
I definitely remember.
And I was like, I feel like they're going to do something, make Julius Randle to get it. But obviously, I know that prediction, like Christian Woods, he got hurt. And Julius Randle's a lock. Same thing with Jordan Clarkson, lock. And then Coach of the Year, if it was me, the one to give out the award, I'll have to say Monty. I have to say Monty. The Suns, the damn Suns, were number one, one game behind for number one, but we all know who they're going to give it to. They're going to give it to Quinn Snyder. And that's just that, bro. Like, and that was my preseason prediction, too. Best team in the NBA. By record-wise, he's going to win Coach of the Year. And
they might mess around and lose in the first round, man.
Oh, we're going to get into that. But, Brandon, who is your pick?
MVP Joker, most improved Randle, sixth man Clarkson, defensive player of the year. I think they're going to give it to Rudy Gobert, but I'm with you. It should be between Bam and Ben Simmons. And Coach of the Year, I'm glad Face mentioned him because I think it should be between Monty and McMillan. But I'm going to really talk about Nate McMillan because the Hawks were like 13-12.
They were cheeks.
Like they were like 13-12 when he got the spot. He got BS in Indiana. He took them to the playoffs like the best player, and then he gets fired. He takes over. Now they have their fourth or fifth in the East. And, like, there was rumors that Young and Collins wasn't seeing eye to eye. Everything did a complete 360. When you look at everything he did in that time frame, bro, it's a crime if Nate McMillan don't get it. I know he's not, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Get these coaches that respect because, damn, I wonder what they get. Never mind. I ain't even going to get into it. But Nate
that's why I say give Tibbs the love, man, too. Because, like, Tibbs, like, I mean, the Knicks was cheeks.
The
bro.
Knicks are in the playoffs. Not for the Knicks. The Knicks are in. And they're probably going to win the first round, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to deny. I mean, there was a point in time the Knicks were, like, in third, creeping to second in the East. So, like, I mean, ain't nobody predict. There was a time where the Knicks and the Hawks were third and fourth. Nobody would have imagined that, like, at all.
There was a whole 360. I saw a picture today on Twitter. It had like the order, the rankings, or the standings. And it had it's basically flip flop of now. Like they were all like the bottom teams, and now they all the top, like Brooklyn, Sixers, and all of them.
Said, trust the process. I saw that. Yeah.
But this is where we're about to get crazy, y'all. Playoffs is here. You know, we've been talking about it all year. We done had our predictions. We've been going at it. What this team going to win, what this team ain't going to win. We are now here. If you are not familiar with the playing game, right here, this is what I'll show you guys. This is the standings this year. The first seed through the eighth seed. The playing game is tomorrow. It's both East teams. You got the Pacers versus the Hornets. And then you got the Celtics versus the Wizards. The loser out of the Celtics and the Wizards will play the winner out of the Pacers and the Hornets. And likewise, what happened on the West with the Lakers and the Warriors and the Grizzlies and the Spurs. So before we go into the main bracket, everyone, tomorrow's game, Pacers versus the Hornets and Celtics versus the Wizards. Brandon, who you got in the first game? The first game, I think, is the Pacers versus the Hornets.
I like the Pacers, man. I'm just nervous because it seems like they don't – something's up with that coach. And I don't know if that's going to be any problems, but I do think the Pacers have the two best players on the court. No offense to Terry Rozier, but I think
Gordon Hayward is not playing, by the way.
Yeah, that's where it gets it for me, too.
No Gordon Hayward and Sabonis, I think, the best player on the floor. And we all know what Caris LeVert's about. And I think he's been waiting for that moment to be able to lead the team. You know, he did help. The Nets made the playoffs last year, right?
You said what? Say it again?
Nets made the playoffs last year, right?
You said the Nets?
Yeah, they definitely made it. They definitely made it.
Yeah, and that's a big thing to Caris, because Caris was out there getting baskets for them.
Yeah.
And even if they – I got to go back and look, but I remember him getting buckets. I think this is his opportunity to show them. They're like, hey, I know y'all traded me for a better player, but I'm still like that too. So I like the Pacers.
Okay. And then after is the money game. Kimba's back. Jason Tatum's back. Robert Williams is playing. Bradley Beal is healthy. Wizards or the Celtics? Who you got?
Come on, man. How you guys? Come on, man.
Huh?
You know who you picking, man. Say who you picking, bro.
Huh?
You know who you picking for this Wizard stuff?
Okay, it's on me. My bad. Well, yeah, I'm going with the Wiz kids. I was laughing at Keon comment and got sidetracked. My bad, but I think, bro. Like they've been probably a top 14, top 10 team the second half of the season. And I don't know what's going on with Boston. We'll see. But I think Bradley Beal and Russ on a mission right now. So I'm going with the Wizards. I do think the Celtics would prefer to actually not play the Nets. I think anybody would prefer not to play the Nets besides Russell Westbrook, because I think he's that crazy. But I think they'll lose, and I think Boston will eventually get the eighth seed.
Okay. Faces on you.
You know, I'm loyal.
Faces versus your Hornet. But it is.
I'm loyal. I'm loyal to a fault, man. So I'm going to pick my Hornets, man. You know, I predict LaMelo's going to go out there and have about 19 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, about 6 turnovers. Not shoot it well. You know, I'm going to say this, and I hope it happens. I think Miles Bridges is going to mess around and get 30 again. Terry Rozier, I think he's gonna get 30. Devontae's gonna get 30, like, you know, get his numbers. You know, if we can get anything decent out of PJ Washington, you know, we'll be straight. Anything decent is all I'm asking, you know. And then I think the Wizards are gonna win because I think that's made for TV. I think they want the Celtics and the Celtics, they want the Nets and the Wizards to play Russ against KD. You know, you got Harden, Russ, and KD all in one series and blah, 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 and all that. So that's where I kind of see happening. If you had to choose between Bridges and PJ, I'm 100%. You know, it's a bad choice. I'd rather have – you could take both of them and somebody else and give us John Collins, and I'd be very happy. But if I had
answer
to choose –
answer the damn question, face.
If I had to choose Troy Nell, You know, I got to go with Miles, unfortunately, because that's just the best option. And here's another thing I'm going to throw out here, and I've been tweeting this forever for a minute. We should have taken Michael Porter Jr. I'm very upset that we didn't. I was begging and pleading to take him when he was there. I was begging. I was like, please, bro. He was the projected number one pick a year ago, bro. Don't forget that. And he's a 6'10 guard. So anytime he cooks, I just get very upset. I'm happy for him. But like, I just sit there and I'm like, but my thing is, though, how easy of a decision was that to make? Like, oh, he's got back problems, blah, blah, blah. You're going to give him the best resources in the world. Okay, that Negro's back is going to be all right. Yeah, so, but you know, it is. But yeah, that's what I'm going with.
All right. Tomorrow, out of the Pacers and the Hornets, whether Malcolm Brogdon plays or not, I really think this game is going to be tough, honestly, because Miles Bridges is hooping. Devontae has figured it out off the bench. Terry Rozier is hooping. The Pacers don't play good defense, so I expect it's going to be a high-scoring game. You know, Sabonis might mess around and get a triple-double tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick, I wish Gordon was playing.
Yes.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm going to say the Hornets. I'm going to have to take the Hornets. Honestly, I don't think Miles Turner is going to be playing tomorrow. And once they lost Miles Turner, and that's another thing for the defense player of the year. Once he left, once he got injured, their whole defense just went like it was shit. Like, and I think Miles Bridges, like you said, he's gonna probably score 30. I'm giving anybody right now who gambles who's looking at it right now, Miles Bridges points is at 18, do over 18. I'm seeing lobs, I'm seeing a couple threes in the corner, I'm seeing all that. I'm taking the Hornets with you. And then after that, I'm going to take the Wizards. I feel like it's all set up for Russ and KD to play each other. And then, you know what I'm saying, Nets going to smack them up a little bit. But, yeah, that's what that is right there. Let's move on to the West. While I'm talking, I'm going to just give mine. And then after, Brandon, you can go. I'm taking the Lakers. It's not even going to be close. I mean, Steph going to go crazy. He's going to do his thing. But who in the hell on their team going to guard Andre Drummond and Anthony Davis? And who the hell is guarding Bron?
Well, Andre Drummond go guard himself. Damn bum.
Yeah, but now you got to stop doing that, man.
He looks bad. Look, Ray, hey, he looks bad out there, bro.
Bron and AD, they about to get it. I'm telling you, about to get it popping. I got the Lakers winning that, and then after, I got the Grizzlies beating the Spurs. And then we're going to get the rematch. I got the Grizzlies beating the Spurs. I think the Grizzlies with Jaren Jackson, now that he's healthy and he's back. Valanciunas, the way he's playing, and y'all spoke on Dylan Brooks. John Morant's going to have a hell of a game. It's going to be a good game, but I got the Grizzlies winning. Then we're going to get what we want to see, Warriors versus the Grizzlies. I'm going to say the Warriors, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be easy, though, like how they won yesterday. I don't know how it's going to happen, but – I don't know. And I think the Warriors going to get that 8 seed. What's up, B? How you feeling?
Same. I think I'm going to stay up late Wednesday night. I'm going to expect a showdown between the Warriors and the Lakers. And I think the Lakers is going to beat their ass. I hope I'm wrong. But historically, Draymond has been able to do absolutely nothing with Anthony Davis. And Andrew Wiggins is going to be a deer in headlights with LeBron. And I think Steph gets his, but ultimately, you know, even though the games change in basketball, when you can control the boards and get easy high, you know, easy shots, I think that team's going to win. I think the Grizzlies will beat the Spurs, and I'm with you. I think the Warriors will beat the Grizzlies. I just didn't like how the Grizzlies looked when Dylan Brooks wasn't in the game. Like, they just looked like very defeated. They did not look confident. Ja Morant, you know, usually doing something crazy, laughing, dancing on the way back on the floor. I didn't see that from them. So I'm a little nervous about them. But and I think the NBA needs the Lakers and the Warriors, especially missing games. I think they need them in the playoff. So I'm going with them too.
What's up with it, Faith?
I'm going, I actually think the Spurs are going to beat the Grizzlies. But everything else is going to fall into place that way. I still think it's going to be the Warriors and the Lakers in the 7-8 seeds or spots. I think the Lakers are going to win, but I think Steph is going to score anywhere from 48 to 52, like somewhere in that range. It's going to be ignorant, like something crazy. And I think the game is going to be closer than people think. I think the Lakers are going to pull away mid-fourth quarter towards the end, win the game by about 11 to 12. And then for Keon's comment, you know, just if you're talking about the other AD, you're talking about Andre Drummond. I don't think he fits what they do. And the only reason why I say that, like, we know, we clown Ray all the time about, you know, JaVale McGee being a champion and all this and all that. But, like, at the end of the day, JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard understood their role.
Yeah.
Like, understood that, like, you look, Dwight Howard, bro, you out here to block shots, get under somebody's skin, talk some trash, get a little technical with dudes. That's all I need you to do. JaVale, you out here to run the floor, dunk, block shots. Don't you dare do anything else. Andre Drummond be getting that ball on the block, trying to make moves. I mean, he just looks bad. He just doesn't look comfortable. That's the best way. He doesn't look comfortable. Like, he looks like he's trying to fit in, and I get it. I do. It's new team, new dudes. Spacing is there, but I think he was the best available name. That doesn't mean he was the best available fit, and I don't think he was the best available fit. Do I think they can make it work? Yeah, because you got, you know, top two dude in the world on your team. So, of course, you know. But I do think they're going to miss Rondo. They're going to miss somebody that allowed LeBron to just kind of roam free. So,
yeah, they got Schroeder for there, so we'll see how Schroeder steps up in that position. And Taylor Horn Tucker is playing good. But enough of the Lakers right now. Let's get to the main thing that I feel like that's probably going to be the main topic probably in about next week or whatever, or 2 weeks, whatever how it goes, or probably next weekend. Can the Dubs upset Utah in the first round? Because we all agree that the Warriors are going to get the eighth seed, you know. So can the Dubs upset Utah in the first round? Feel free. Anybody can go first. I really want to hear what y'all have to say. Because I don't believe in Utah. Like I said, I'm standing on it. I still feel like they're the Atlanta Hawks. When Atlanta was the first number one seed, you know, back when LeBron was on the East. Well, I don't know, 2012. I don't know what year that was. But can the Dubs upset Utah? What's up, B?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I like the Dubs. And I'm with you. I've said it earlier, too. I'm not with Utah, man. I love Donovan Mitchell, but when that game slows down and you need multiple guys to score and Rudy Gobert is your second best player, I ain't forgetting that he won the lead last year.
You think Rudy is your second best player?
I don't know if he's your second best offensive player. Like, Jordan Clarkson is going to be out there, too, now.
And then you have Bogdanovich for them, too.
Yeah, they got some dudes that get that bucket now. I just don't know if they got anything when Steph just get to going.
There we go.
That's what but I don't think they're going to have no problem scoring, though.
Maybe Jordan Clarkson can prove me wrong. Maybe he can prove me wrong.
Watching the boy play?
I've been watching the boy play, but I know that playoffs is different.
For sure.
I know playoffs is different.
I feel that.
And I like his game, and he's gonna get six men out of here, but I think it's gonna be a little different. And the way how teams guard Steph Curry, dude, if you're on his, I think one of us three can go out there and be effective just based on how they guard Steph Curry, how every team guards him. I don't know, man. I would like the Warriors in that series. Okay. I would like the Warriors. I would predict that upset.
Cliff, Donovan Mitchell will be back. He'll be on track to play unless something else will come back. That's why they were sending him out for this long. So Donovan Mitchell will be there. He'll be back for them. It's another thing now. We're talking about the playoffs now. I'm going to show you guys the bracket again. Everybody can see. I don't know. Donovan went crazy in the bubble. Yes, he did go crazy in the bubble. But like we were just talking about it just now, the other day, Brandon, a lot of guys ain't playing like they've been playing in the bubble this season. So, and then they're going up against the Warriors. You know, a team. I mean, I understand Klay Thompson, Iggy's not there, but you got to be Stephen Curry, and you're not a team that hasn't proven anything lately. It's going to be tough.
I look. Maybe I'm sleeping on Utah, but I'm gonna keep sleeping until they prove me wrong.
I
think that Atlanta Hawks team, they're a little bit better offensively, but again, Jordan Clarkson ain't been there before. Yes, I guess the core for Utah has been there, but I don't know, man. And we've seen Draymond step up when need be. But yeah. Damn, I just thought about something, and I've been talking trash about him this whole time. Andrew Wiggins. Depends on what Andrew Wiggins we see. Yeah, but I don't like him either. That's going to be an intriguing series to watch, because I think if he can play like he played last game, the Warriors will be better for it. But ultimately, man, I just think Steph is just if you don't have another top five or top six, seven guy on the other side to match him, I don't know. I'm confident.
Faith is back.
There we go.
Yeah, you good, Faith. We were just basically talking about Utah and the Warriors, and he was talking about Andrew Wiggins. He was saying that he don't know if he could trust Andrew Wiggins or he's going to fall down.
If the
Warriors were playing the Clippers or Portland, Lakers, or Suns, I'd be like, nah. Like, off top, I'll say that. But since they're playing Utah, I'm keeping a band with y'all, man. I think the Warriors are going to beat them. It might go seven. I'll give Utah the respect at that. But, like, they got to show me that they can beat Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
They got to show me that.
I just don't know if they can beat him four times. That's the only thing that I just – you got to beat somebody four times, which they need to change that back. They need to change that format back, too. Like, let that first round be best out of five, bro. Like, ain't nobody got time for all that.
And so?
Yeah, you just delaying the inevitable, man. Like when let's say if it was the Hornets and the Nets in the first round. Like, come on, man. Like, you delaying the inevitable. Like, with the exception of probably maybe the 3 and 6, 4 and 5 seeds, but the 1 and 8 and the 2 and 7, you delaying the inevitable.
Well, I mean, you got the two and seven now. Yeah, I'm gonna say you got the Lakers now at the 7th.
With the exception of this year.
Yeah.
But again, though, like if that game was best out of five and the Lakers beat the Suns 3-1, would anybody really be surprised?
No.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You're delaying the inevitable. So, and for Cliff's comment on Andre Drummond being a walking double-double, he can walk his ass to the bench, Andre Drummond, because that's what he need to do. You're going to walk right onto the bench, bro. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think he fits what they do, bro. I just don't think he fits, man. That's just me. It's my personal opinion. But he can go get you a double-double. I will not deny that one bit.
Go ahead.
I got Warriors in six, man.
Warriors in six? Okay. I'm going to say Jalen comment, and then I'm going to move on to the next topic. Jalen said everything has been locked. In every playoff so far, it's going to be tough, though. Steph, a motherfucker. That's what he said. So I said seven, bro. I said seven. I feel like it's going to go seven. Just to give Utah some type of respect. But if Klay was here, he's dead. If Klay were here, if Klay were here, five. But the next thing we want to talk about, I'm glad you said it, Bae, so it's easy transition now. Do we feel bad for CP3 and the Suns beating the Lakers in the damn first round? They fought so damn hard. So hard to get that second seed. To meet LeBron and the Lakers? That's tough.
You know what I just thought of, though? Like, if I'm the Lakers, do you lose that game?
They don't care.
Well, I mean, I'd rather play the Jazz than the Suns.
But look, all right, let's look what they have to play in the sec after that, though.
I'd rather play the Jazz or the Suns.
And then they have to meet up with the Clippers or the Mavs.
They ain't worried about that.
You like that route better?
I mean, no, I guess I'd rather play the Nuggets or the Blazers in the second round, but I mean, I'd rather play the. I know you're gonna get through the Jazz. The Suns gonna be tough. Like the Suns gonna be a tough out for the Lakers.
I mean, they just beat the Suns without Bron, and DeAndre Ayton was having a problem with AD. AD had what 40? Not about to have Bron quarterback.
Yeah, that was when he just got back loose. Yeah, but I don't know if AD. I don't know. Like Brandon said, it's playoff basketball. It's gonna be a little different.
If anything, who is going to be different for is everybody on the Suns, but CP3 and Jay Crowder. I believe D-Book going to do his thing too. Like, and I rock with Mikal Bridges, but like you know, you got Garbron.
If Lakers are healthy, there's only one team they need to worry about, and it's them boys in Brooklyn. That's the only team they need to worry about if they're healthy. Be beating everybody else. I don't give a damn. If LeBron is hurt that we don't know about, that's different. But they ain't worried about no son. They ain't ducking nobody in the West.
I will say this, though. The Clippers going to be a little different with Rondo, dog. It's going to be different. It's going to be different, dog. Like, it's going to be different out there.
I agree, and I overlooked that, and I used to say that back in the day. They needed a point guard, and they got him. You're right. But I was like, they ducking.
No, they ain't ducking them, but everybody else, I feel like they ain't worried about playing. Like, yeah. All right. Mm-mm. But it's
good. Yeah.
All right. Guarding AD over there. You said who guarding AD on which team?
The Suns.
Yeah, nobody, baby.
Well, Jay Crowder's going to guard LeBron.
So we're going to guard AD.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have to be Mikal Bridges. Well, hold on, though. You know what, though? I would probably put Ayton's kind of slow and stuff, but I'd rather have him on AD and just put.
No, you Mikal don't. You must have seen the other day.
I didn't.
Hey, look. You might want to just go on YouTube and just put Anthony Davis versus the Suns. That's all you got to look at. You don't want to put Anthony.
I saw a little dunk where he was screaming, "I'm back." Like, I saw that. But he dunked on Devin Booker. He dunked on Devin Booker. So I was like, shut your ass up, bro. You dunked on Devin Booker.
That was the closer. Like, that was like the dagger. Before that was just way worse. Like, so it's going to be tough. It's as to who y'all got coming out the West. Well, Cliff, you know I'm standing on it, man. I got the Lakers. I got the Lakers coming out the West, and I still got the Lakers winning the championship. So that's me. I don't know how y'all feel who's coming out the West. So y'all, answer him.
Lakers.
Fitz Water, what's up, B? Don't try to make
Lakers.
I think if they're healthy, the Lakers are coming out the West.
Let me ask y'all something.
Championship?
That's fine.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Let me ask y'all something, though. Joker, y'all think Joker's getting MVP, right? Probably is.
No, thanks, for sure.
Is Joker getting out of the first round?
It's going to be tough. But
what are you going to lose to, Vay? Who do you think he's going to lose to? Why Portland. Is that? Why?
You man, go ahead on. Nazir Little.
Hey, come on, man.
Nazir Little.
But we about to get it. Clippers versus Mavs rematch. And I'm telling you right now, Brandon, if Porzingis is there and they healthy, I'm staying with the Mavs to win that series.
I like the Clips.
And it's lined up really good for them to get to the Western Conference Finals, too. I know you could like the Claw. I ain't really too worried about him. I'm worried about Rondo. That's the only person who I'm worried about because they got Rondo over there. And I feel like that's going to change up things. But Luka and the boys coming, and I can't wait. So, you know, I felt all year I've been talking big on the Mavs. I've been saying I wanted the Mavs versus the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. I got my wish. They were both on opposite sides. I'm taking the Mavs to win that series.
Do you think the Mavs going to make it all the way through?
I think if they beat the Clippers, they're definitely going to beat Utah or whoever they've got to play.
Utah or
Golden State.
Golden State, yeah.
It's set up pretty nice for them to get there. The only team I feel like they really got to worry about is the Clippers, in which that series might go to 7. And I'm fine with that because it went to 6 last year with no Porzingis.
It's a good point.
Who you got in that series? I know you was putting up the claw.
Clips and 6.
Okay.
Same as last year, Clips and 6.
I like the Clips too. I do. Just because of Rondo. Rondo makes a big difference to me. Like I said last year when he was playing for the Lakers, obviously LeBron was best player on the team, AD second best player on the team, but the most important player on that team was Rondo. Like, for sure. Straight up.
That's why I said Rondo changes things now for the Clippers in that series. Like that's the only thing I'm worried about for the Mavs is playoff Rondo, because Rondo's that guy. And ever since he came over there for the Clippers too, like, it's been helping out Paul George a lot. He's been elevating his game a lot.
Well, he just takes so much pressure off of dudes, man. Like, he took so much pressure off LeBron last year. Like, LeBron can run the wing, he can run to the rim, he can post up. LeBron didn't have to direct no traffic. Like, it makes life easier because he's a legit point guard. So, like, you can put Rondo on the Hornets and they're gonna be better. Like, it just don't matter where you put them. Like, you're gonna be better. So.
That's a fact. Oh, my man's here, Dwayne King, man. He said, toss up. Shout out to Dwayne, man. Happy birthday. Happy G-Day to my boy. Happy G-Day.
Happy birthday.
Happy B-Day, my dude.
James, you said, so who I got for that series? I'm staying with the Mavs. You know how I feel about that. And I've been saying Mavs versus Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. It's set up right for me. So I'm sticking with Luka and the boys, as long as Porzingis don't get hurt again. On the other side, we've been talking so much about the West. We obviously got the Nets beating whoever they got to play. Let's talk about your team, Brandon. B. Monk, this is what we want to talk about. The rematch. Bucks versus the Heat. They both ain't ducking each other. Because I thought the Bucks were going to tank and don't want to see them. They want that. And now they have Drew Holiday. How are you feeling, Brandon? The rematch. James said it too. How Brandon feeling? How you feeling, Brandon?
Miami in 7.
Woo! Giannis out in the first round?
It's hard for me to say. I'm not going to lie. I don't even feel right saying it. But I can't go against my guys unless they're going against Brooklyn. So Heat in 7. That's that.
Big copy. That's what they said.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ooh. Heat in 7.
Dwayne is a Heat fan, too. He a diehard Heat fan, too. So he said Miami in 6.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, man. Face, I'm gonna let you go last because you always was talking about Middleton and da da da. So you get last on it. I'm taking Bucks in 6, man. They have Drew Holiday. They got that piece. You know what I'm saying? Drew been doing his thing. Middleton been coming along. Hopefully, Middleton don't go against that slump. You know how he always do in the playoffs. But I feel like Drew Holiday is that piece for them. And I got them getting their. And Victor Oladipo getting hurt, hurt y'all as well too this year, because y'all was so on that. I got the Bucks winning that series.
I'm not fighting you on this.
what's up? We on live right now. You want to put a nice little dub or something on it? Y'all confident? You feeling your Heat boys?
Yeah, that's fine. We can put a dub on it.
All right, everybody in here right now, you see it right now. Me and B got a dub on the series. Let me get my money back from that Raptors versus Boston last year. What's up, Faith? All on you. You've been talking trash. I've been talking junk all year about Middleton.
Heat in 6.
Wow. I'm shocked. Honestly, I'm shocked.
Heat and six. Not a believer.
Ooh-wee.
Not a believer. Not a believer.
He had to cut it off. Really?
Not a believer. Not a believer. I just don't believe in Giannis like that. Yeah. I think he'll do his numbers. Uh-huh. Like I think Giannis will get his numbers, but I don't. Yes, Drew Holiday is an upgrade from Eric Bledsoe, without question. But once you go past their first three dudes, like, I don't know how good anybody is after that. Like, I like Bobby Portis, cool, you know, tough guy, kind of. I like, you know, Lopez, cool. DiVincenzo, whatever his name is, Dante DiVincenzo, and all those guys. I don't know. I just don't. I do like PJ Tucker. He brings some added toughness. But I think Miami is too.
You know, PJ Tucker is a Heat guy. I don't know why he. Yeah. I don't know why he ain't been in Miami yet. Yeah. We need him down there in South Beach. But you know who I want though, Faze. I want John Collins to come on down there.
That ain't happening.
Y'all ain't getting
that. I know.
Atlanta about to go ahead and give him that Supermax, and Ray Homeboy is up out of there. Cam Reddish ass is out. Cam Reddish is out. Bye bye, Cam. Bye bye. Bye bye.
All right. We got two more series that we got to talk about.
Yep.
Blazers and Nuggets. Blazers and Nuggets. I mean, Jamal Murray is not here. Joker is going to be a mismatch for Nurkic and Enes Kanter. Michael Porter Jr. is that guy. Dame is Dame. CJ is wildin'. Melo is stay Melo. What's up? Where this series can go? Last time these two teams met, I'm pretty sure what it went to seven, right? They went to like four overtimes like 2 years ago in the second round. Now we are. I mean, of course, Jamal Murray's not here. So, what's up, B? How you feeling on this series? I know you like Dame and all, but it's goody.
I like the Blazers, man. Not just because I like Dame, because Faith think everything I say about Dame is him prospering.
Well, Dame can do no wrong to you, Brandon. So.
No, that's not true at all. That's not. I keep it very real about Dame. We need to chat about that one day. But nah, man, I think, bro, Blazers been there before. They got vets. CJ, I think Norman Powell, that's somebody who's been through the trenches with the Raptors.
I do like him.
And even though Jokic is probably top two center, I think the Blazers have two good centers that's going to, like, make him work. Like, he's not going to get an opportunity to chill on offense because Nurkic can go get a buck, and we all know what Candace can do. And that boy Melo, hey, man, my boy coming off that bench doing his job, man. I like it. So I'm going with them. Rob Covington knocking down shots, too.
I'm going with the Blazers. And Anthony Simon, too. He's been doing good.
Yeah. Yes, he's been killing too. I like that squad, man. They got a lot of vets over there. They just don't have that guy that's going to bring them over to a title. But I think they can make it out the first. Are they? Nah. Yeah, they 4-5. They can make it.
They got to play the Lakers in the Suns.
Oh, never mind. It's over. Second round, it's over. See you later.
All right, I'm thinking, yeah, James. Yes, James, I'm about to say it. Yes, I am. I'm taking the Blazers to beat the Nuggets. I'm taking the Blazers at all. It might. Ah, man. I don't want to get disrespectful, but, yeah, I'm going to say five. I just say five or six.
Ooh.
Five. I'm going to say five or six, man. I just feel like they have a better all-around team. Like, when we look at it, they have a better all-around team, right? Like, with Jamal Murray not being there and everything, they're going up against the Blazers are a good, well-around team. They got Melo coming off the bench, Anthony Simons. They just picked up Norman Powell. That was a good trade for them to trade Gary Trent to get Norman Powell. You know what I'm saying? They got Enes Kanter coming off the bench now, but he was holding it down. Remember, he had a 30-rebound performance this year when Nurkic was out. They got a solid bench. And I just don't think the Nuggets bench – they do have Austin Rivers and – Campazzo, but unless Joker go for 60, which he can, but I or Michael Porter Jr. is scoring 40 in two of these games in the series, something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's possible.
That is possible. And the Blazers are terrible against small forwards this year. They give up fourth the most points. So unless something like that happens, it is possible. But I'm gonna say, Blazers in six. There you go. I got you.
Yeah, I think Joker gonna be good enough to get him a game or two, especially what he did to the Clippers last year. I think the Blazers are a better team.
What about you, Faith? You got the series.
I think I like the Blazers in seven. I think the Nuggets will come off out the gate pretty good. But I like go up like 2-1, but then I think it's gonna go down to seven. But that means the Blazers would have to win on the road and at Denver, which I don't think it's impossible, but I don't think it's likely. But I like the Blazers in seven.
All right. And last but not least, there's one last team, two teams we ain't talked about. It's the Knicks versus the Hawks. Now, this series is going to be tough. And I like to start off first on this one. Series is going to be tough. Both teams are deep. I feel like both teams are deep. I guess Clint Capella is probably going to manhandle New Orleans Noel because Mitchell Robinson is not there. So, Clint, I guess that's the advantage they have in the starting five. And Julius Randle and Collins, they both going to do their thing on each other. Honestly, I think this series may go to seven. Trey going to have a couple of games. Julius going to do his thing. Going to have Bogdan going crazy for them. It's crazy because Bogdan's supposed to be in Milwaukee right now. Like, shit, he's supposed to be with Milwaukee, but he with the Hawks. Mm-hmm. I feel like this team is going to go to seven, and I'm going to take Tibbs, man. I feel like D-Rose is going to be the closer for them in this series.
So, is Gallinari playing? Has he been playing?
Gallinari, everybody there. Lou Will, yeah. Everybody.
I like it. Yeah.
I feel like it's going to go seven, and Lou Will is there, too, on the Hawks. I got Knicks in seven. I feel like D-Rose is going to be the game changer.
I lost you, Ray. A little bit.
You hear me now?
Can you hear him now, B?
I can hear him now a little bit, yeah.
Oh, I basically
who you got.
Yeah, who you got. Basically ended up saying that D-Rose is going to be the game changer in Knicks in seven.
Yeah, I got I like Atlanta in seven. It's tough because I think they are evenly stacked. Randall, Young, they both got, other pieces. I guess the difference for me is I think Atlanta has a little bit more professional scorers on their side. Like Trae Young is a bucket, Gallinari is a bucket, John Collins is a bucket, Clint Capella is the rebounding champ, and he's playing well on both ends of the floor. I think they just got a little bit more than the Knicks do. I think the Knicks focus a little bit more on defense, which is cool, but I like Atlanta in seven. I like Atlanta in seven.
The number one defense is tough.
It is. Straight up. I don't – if someone was to tell me I'm stupid for choosing them and they like the Knicks, I'm not going to call you crazy. I think you could go either way. But I think it is going to go seven, though.
He said, Brandon, you want me 220?
Oh, I'm good. I'm all right. Not on that one, no.
Face, end it off all on you.
I like the Hawks at seven as well. I just think that they got more reliable dudes. Like, I don't trust RJ Barrett just yet. I don't trust Elfrid Payton just yet. I do trust Derrick Rose. I do think he's going to be the closer. I think Julius Randle's going to kill. But I think the Hawks present a little more. It's going to be Magic City Monday out there with my dog, Lou, who I think is going to get it done. And I think they just present a little too many problems. Like, you have to think about it. The Hawks can almost run out there with 10 different dudes and nothing should really change, with the exception of Trae Young a little. You know what I mean? Like, so they should be, and you can argue Lou Will can go out there and score just as well as Trae Young. I mean, you can argue that, you know, because it's Lou Will. So, I'm going Hawks. I think they're just too deep at each spot. Like, they can just bring in a guy off the bench and it should be just as good. So that's what I'm going with.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I wanted to save this series for last because I feel like it's a toss up. And I'm glad we all on the same page by saying seven. So we should get a great series, and I'm glad we got Atlanta, you know, two new coaches, you know, it's gonna be a great series on that. But that's all for the day, everybody. Playing games start tomorrow. You got the two East teams playing, and then you got the two West teams playing Wednesday. You guys will see us either probably end of this week or if not next week. Hope everybody stays safe. Y'all hold it down. You know what I'm saying? And continue to have a great soul, man, to everybody. And you know what I'm saying? Hold it down. That's really much it. Stuff about to open up. Things might get crazy. The summer about to happen. So just, you know, stay on your P's and Q's and handle your business. Anything you guys got to say to the people before we go?
Word to Tim Duncan, bro. My dog's in the HOF, bro. Hall of Fame, Timmy D.
Yeah, shout out to the Hall of Fame guys, and shout out to the real is back, the villain is back. Word to Cold World, no Snuggie, man. If y'all ain't on it, I don't know what the hell you doing. Get from under that rock.
Especially if you listening to Young Boy instead of him. I ain't got nothing to say to you. So do what you want to do.
Hey, brother, it's a special place for people who like both. Okay.
You know, never. I ain't gonna say. Yeah, you're right. All right.
Just leave it at that. And then I'll leave it again. I'll say the last thing. He said, "Give him some time in Africa." Yeah, he out there doing his thing. I just Face. I saw your tweet today. I'm glad. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you said. You know, we'll talk about that another time.
No.
We'll talk about that on another time. Happy G-Day to my guy, Dwayne, again, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe, and everybody stay safe, too. What it is and what it ain't, if you don't like what we got to say, join the debate. Cop.